Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices. And this week I'm joined by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello Alice, how are you?
I'm good, thank you Toby. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to become a See Sport Differently champion, research around how visual impairment might be affecting the Chinese community, and how people can join the Lambeth Council Accessibility Working Group. Alice, we're going to start with that very exciting See Sport Differently champion opportunity.
Yeah, sounds great, Toby. So many of your listeners will know about the See Sport Differently programme, but for those who may have missed it, RNIB have teamed up with British Blind Sport to launch our new See Sport Differently campaign. So blind and partially sighted people are twice as likely to be inactive than people without sight loss. And so the goal of the See Sport Differently programme is to tackle the barriers around awareness, confidence and information to get more blind and partially sighted people feeling the physical, mental and social benefits of sport and exercise. So how can you get involved? So RNIB are looking for people with sight loss to act as See Sport Differently champions. We are looking for people who take part in local sport or physical activity who would be happy to share their experiences with other blind and partially sighted people. We'd love you to be able to offer informal peer support and encouragement to others who are taking those first steps to get active. But there are more ways of taking part in the programme, from signing up as a See Sport Differently champion to sharing your story, joining a focus group, or helping us evaluate the programme. There's lots of ways to get involved, and you don't need to be sporty or active to take part. Contact the team at seesportdifferently@rnib.org.uk to find out more about current opportunities. So once again, that's seesportdifferently@rnib.org.uk to find out how to get involved.
That sounds like a great opportunity. Alice, now some research around how visual impairment might be affecting the Chinese community here in the UK.
Yeah, so Bravo Victor, which is a sister charity of Blind Veterans UK, are currently recruiting adults aged 18 and over who are Chinese or of Chinese heritage and have a visual impairment to take part in a research interview. A recent review found that very little research has explored the everyday experiences of adults from different ethnic communities in the UK who have a visual impairment. Considering that some groups may be at greater risk of visual impairment and the health inequalities experienced by different ethnic communities, it's important that they are included in research and their voices are heard. The aim of this research is to explore the experiences of individuals with visual impairment in Chinese communities in the UK, including their support needs and access to services. By understanding these experiences, Bravo Victor hope to identify areas where improvements can be made to better support Chinese adults with visual impairments. If you're interested in taking part or have any questions, please email yananyu@bravovictor.org. So again, that's yananyu, spelt yananyu@bravovictor.org. Or alternatively, you can call 020-7550-4049. So again, that's 020-7550-4049. And all the research information and materials are available in Chinese Simplified.
Finally, Alice, a access group in Lambeth, which I think is all around, I suppose, transport and getting about for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, so a bit more of a local opportunity for this one. So MP Smarter Travel are currently working with a transport team for Lambeth Council, London, on the delivery of an accessibility working group. As part of the Equalities Act 2010, Lambeth Council want to ensure that all proposed infrastructure in the borough meets the requirements for disabled individuals. Visually impaired individuals can experience infrastructure differently to others, and this can restrict their experience and freedom of travel, whether this is curbs, tactile pavings, junctions and crossings, or access to buses. Accessibility Working Group members will meet monthly to discuss proposed infrastructure designs and suggest changes to these designs. Feedback from the lived experience of Accessibility Working Group members will ensure that the new infrastructure implemented in Lambeth is as inclusive as possible going forward and that freedom of travel is experienced by as many individuals as possible in the borough. Accessibility Working Group members will need to live or work in Lambeth, London and be available to attend one meeting per month, either online or in person in Lambeth. If you're interested in participating in the group or know someone who might be interested, please do get in touch via email at info@mpsmartertravel.co.uk. So again, that's info@mpsmartertravel.co.uk. Or you can also call on 020 7960 2559. So that number again is 020 7960 2559.
Alice, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about and other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group. So this is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day, and we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.